Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, in front of me is a glittering goddess, yes, and her name is Sarah O'Connor and she is starring in Wicked, which is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this month. Great to have you with us.
Hello, how are you?
You look
doing?
Fabulous. Thanks. I wouldn't expect anything else. It was star of stage to be looking beautiful, even on the radio. Fair play to you. Now, you are from Lucan in Dublin. How did you land this role in Wicked?
Well, I mean, obviously you have your agent, so you go through a whole audition process, but it's not actually the first time I've auditioned. It took a few times for the timing to be completely correct. But yeah, just a lot of auditions, a lot of work with the team and just kind of good timing, I think, as
good
well.
Good timing, you know? Good timing. Tell us about the show Wicked, because I know it's been seen by over 65 million people worldwide now. Gosh. So how does a young Irish girl land a role in the UK?
I mean, it's a tough world over there. It absolutely is. It is definitely quite a thick skin you need, but it's just fantastic. I mean, to be doing something of this scale coming from a small town always is quite incredible, you know, and you kind of tend to forget about it. But for it to be bringing me home is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's such a big production to be a part of as well. Do you know what I mean? So I think it feels like a big scale show, and when you're in those kind of shows, it is a lot of pressure. But it is fantastic, and I absolutely love it. It's just my way of life, though. Now I'm very lucky to be able to say that. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
You play Glenda. Remind us, just for people listening who haven't seen Wicked, remind us. It's about witches, but tell us about the plot.
Yes, so it's about the two witches, Elphaba and Glinda. They meet in university. Now we know them through the film Wizard of Oz. It's the good witch and the bad witch. I say in inverted commas.
Which one are you?
I am the good witch. So I'm the witch that arrives in the bubble casually. So yes, and then you have the green witch, who is Elphaba, played by Laura Pick, who is absolutely wonderful. And basically it's about their story meeting at university and how people begin to perceive them as good or bad and how the story kind of develops from there. So
now you go to London, you're in a Dublin's Westside Performing Arts School, and then you become the leading lady. But it didn't happen straight away, because I know you went for this play before. Tell us the kind of how you get up to that level in London. As you said, it's a rough and tumble place, especially on the West End.
Oh gosh, it is so competitive. I think you have to have the right teams around you as well, regarding your agent and having the right training. I went to train over in Essex just after leaving cert. So I did 3 years out in Essex and I trained and worked really hard. But I think between actually doing the Fame show over here in RTE many moons ago now.
Yes, that's right.
I know, yeah. So between that and then just my training, you know, I was able to get my foot in the door. My first audition was Mamma Mia West End and I got it. And I think getting a West End as your first job is actually quite a catapult that way. So there's talent obviously always going to be included, but a lot of it is to do with timing and luck and the puzzle pieces.
Yeah, you know? I think that's true with probably most things in life. I know it's such an old Irish saying, what's for you won't pass you. And maybe first time you went for it, maybe you weren't ready.
No, oh, absolutely. And I was in for the other witch and I said to them, I was like, guys, I'm the other one.
You're
and
like, I'm like, a good person. Right. I'm not a baddie. I ain't no baddie.
It's like, I don't need to fly that way.
Oh my gosh.
But no, absolutely. No, it was the perfect timing and the team were spot on. And they know what they're doing. They've been casting this for 20 years and they know everything about this musical and they still treat it so freshly. Like when we were learning the musical, they're fresh eyes with the new cast. And it's been an absolute joy to learn from them and to be able to tell the story. It still feels brand new, even running in the show now, you know.
It's brilliant.
It's incredible.
Now, our studio here is filled with your people, your peeps.
My ladies.
Your ladies.
Hey,
are
ladies.
Out there. Hi, guys. there are about 100 people in the whole team.
Yeah, there's 90 out of us touring. So it is very much a tour family. It's a way of life being together, you know. It takes a lot of people to get the 30 odd people on stage every night. And for all the magic that happens and the storytelling, the costumes, the wigs, like there's no detail that hasn't been thought about and there's no kind of, and nothing's been left unturned, you know, all the details of the show. But that's why it's so... That's why it's so iconic. And
what
it's just
about
so
the
relevant.
Music and the dance and the whole lot? I mean, when did you start doing all that as a little kid?
Yeah, I think I joined Westside at about 7 or 8. So I think I just kind of loved it, you know, did it once a week, twice a week. And then I kind of found a love and noticed there was a talent there along with kind of family. And I was training at the academy with Virginia Kerr classically as well. So I kind of was dipping in and out of loads of different places. And then they all helped me kind of audition. And then I went to London with my dad for a few spots and then we're like, right, where am I going to go? And then I just never went back. That was 16 years ago almost.
God, it's
amazing.
I've
been so lucky, the work I've done. Like, it's been incredible. Yeah.
You
know?
So you kind of really, when you look at this show now, this can run and run and run. I mean, would you like this to continue? Do you feel this is your role now? Have you kind of become Glenda yourself?
Oh, I mean, when you're doing a role so many times a week, there is parts of you that tend to overlap and it does become a bit blurry from time to time, hence why I'm wearing a sequins top.
Even on the radio, yeah. I'm into this. Seriously, this is the way to be. Makeup, tops, the whole lot.
Yeah, but absolutely. I mean, I'm contracted till January and I'll absolutely be throwing myself into it till then. But after that, I mean, as an actor, you never think too far ahead. But I'm just going to enjoy it in the moment for now and we'll see. But Wicked's been in my life for a very long time. So it will always be in it to some capacity, you know.
I believe your dad brought you to a production of Wicked when you were 14. Was that in the States?
That was near the beginning of the original. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So it was absolutely incredible. And I think we then went to the big music store back then. I don't know if it's still there, where you went and bought the music book and you got the CD, and I have played that CD to death. I could do all of the parts, like Dr. Dillamond. I could do the Monkees. I could do all of it.
What's your favourite track then?
Oh, it changes. Currently, it would be For Good, the duet I do with Laura. Which is one of the songs in Act Two. It's very, very special. But acting wise, I do really enjoy Thank Goodness, which is the top of Act Two as well.
Brilliant, yeah. Listen. So when people go in now to the Borthgosh Theatre, when are you starting? It's the end of this month, is it 20?
It's actually in July.
Oh, it's
23rd
July.
July.
Oh, I thought it was the 23rd July. Okay,
23rd July.
July,
yeah.
Brilliant. So when I'm sitting in the audience now, what do I see as the curtains lift?
Oh, listen, your eyes won't know where to go. It's so spectacular. The set design is incredible, and what they managed to tour is pretty much the exact same as London, so there's been no expense spared at all. It brings you in and out, even though it's one set, it brings you in and out of the different parts of Oz as well. The university, you have the bedrooms that the girls stay in, where I have my big popular number, and then, you know, obviously all of the magic happens when people are flying, and it just kind of transports you even the Alibic Road, and I mean it's never ending.
Nostalgia meets modern.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's unbelievable. And then you get to the Emerald City, which I mean is obviously the most iconic part of it, and you get to meet all the incredible people that work and live in the Emerald City, and that's when our transformation begins as well, and we meet the wizard and it all goes
from there. I've never seen it, but I really want to go now. It must take a long time to get ready every night, hair, makeup, the whole lot.
We've got it all down now. I do my makeup at the same time that someone's doing my wigs, because oh my god, our wigs are incredible. Laura takes longer. I mean, she has to get green.
Yeah.
But I think they've got it to about 40 minutes now. But yeah, we do get in.
That's pit stop stuff.
Oh god, like they're so good. It's fantastic. But yeah, I mean, I'm in early anyway, just to kind of see everyone, warm up, get the body going, eat well, and have a cup of tea and a natter with my friends before we get on stage, you know.
And then prep in the sense of your voice and all that. Do you have to take loads of vitamins, hydrate, the whole lot?
Oh, you should see. It's like a pharmacy in my house. It's the vitamins,
you're rattling.
Powder form, tablets, you know, coffee, a lot of water. But I have a really good vocal specialist that I work with, and I started working with him months before the gig even started.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's your vocal technique and vocal health is the most important thing, and also just staying fit in body as well, you know. Go to the gym. And
so what do you have to do? Oh, 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 all that kind of stuff.
That's exactly what it's saying. That's exactly. No,
do,
no,
do,
no, no, no,
on,
no,
just do
no,
one.
No.
Just do one vocal thing, please.
There you go. A little bit. God, guys, what time is it? No, thanks. I'm not doing a show at 5 to 10.
Listen, you also met your husband on Wicked as well as
I
a
did.
Bonus. We are thrilled to have you back in Ireland. So it's in July, coming to the Borthgosh Energy Theatre, and that will be a show and a spectacular show. And how long is it staying here?
Until the 14th of September. Yes.
Oh wow,
got a thumbs up there. That's correct.
We get a chance to see that.
Oh, we're there for nearly 2 months. Come along once and twice and three times. Sure.
I bet people do come back. Sarah O'Connor, star of Wicked, or Glenda aka, and team out there, thank you all very much, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks a million. Thanks
absolutely
for having me.
Absolutely fab. Let's take a little break.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.